Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode. Okay, let's start with a truth bomb. Just because something worked yesterday doesn't mean it's going to work tomorrow.
Exactly. And that right there is why continuous testing is so essential in B2B lead generation.
You have to be testing constantly, headlines, CTAs, landing pages. Because if you're not evolving, your competition definitely is.
And we're not just saying this to be dramatic. In the white paper, What Makes an Effective Lead Generation Solution, it spells it out clearly. The market and consumer behaviors are always evolving. So testing and optimization, they're not optional. They're how you stay in the game.
Right, and let's start with the basics of what we mean when we say A/B testing. We're talking about testing one variable at a time. Like, does this headline perform better than that one?
Or does the red CTA button get more clicks than the blue one?
Yep. You isolate the variable, and then you run two versions, A and B. You send traffic to both, and then let the data do the talking.
And here's the thing. Even tiny changes can lead to big differences in results. One small tweak to a landing page headline, and you might see a 30% jump in conversions.
In the white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, they actually emphasize this. It says, refining the sales funnel to pinpoint the exact stage a potential customer is in and tailoring interactions accordingly is a key part of driving conversion.
So if you're not testing your content at every stage of the funnel, you're missing out on opportunities to optimize those interactions.
And it doesn't stop with landing pages or CTAs. You should be testing email subject lines, body copy, imagery, layout, even the sender name, all of it.
All of it. And that takes us into iterative improvement. Because testing isn't a one-and-done thing. It's a cycle. You test, you learn, you improve. Then you do it again.
It's like working out. You don't go to the gym once and say, well, cool, I'm in shape now.
Exactly. In the article, 7 B2B Lead Generation Solutions That Drive Results, they talk about the importance of ongoing optimization. Not just doing SEO once, not just building one great landing page. It's about consistently refining and evolving.
And that requires discipline. Testing means being okay with being wrong. Sometimes your hypothesis flops, but the value is in the learning.
Let's talk tools for a minute, because you can't manage what you don't measure. The white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, lists several platforms that really help on this front. HubSpot, Reply.io, Apollo, these don't just automate campaigns. They also provide real-time feedback on what's working.
And don't forget about analytics platforms. That same white paper highlights how analytics and reporting tools can identify emerging audiences interacting with your content. That's huge.
Right. Let's say you're running LinkedIn ads, and you start noticing that mid-size healthcare companies are clicking way more than anyone else. That's a signal. You wouldn't have spotted that without the data.
And that kind of intel can shape your whole outbound strategy. If you're using the PRIMP method like we do, that research step is everything.
Yep, in the document, what you can expect from our lead generation services, they talk about using a 9-step qualified lead handoff. One of those steps is gathering data that ensures you're speaking to decision makers. But how do you know what messaging will resonate with them? You test.
Let's go deeper on iterative improvement, because I think this is where a lot of folks get stuck. They test one thing, get a result, and then stop.
Yep. But real optimization means building on what you learn. If test A tells you that a shorter CTA works better, your next test might compare 2 short CTAs.
Right, it's not just about finding a winner. It's about finding the best possible version over time. The white paper Ultimate Strategies calls this persistent exploration.
And that's the perfect phrase, persistent exploration. Because the goal isn't perfection, it's progression. You're layering improvements over time.
Which brings us to a point I love from the document. What makes an effective lead generation solution? It says, A-B testing lets you identify the most effective tactics. That wording is really deliberate. It's not just about what works. It's about what's most effective.
And that mindset changes how you run your tests. You're not just checking boxes. You're hunting for breakthroughs.
So let's talk practical examples. One of the best things we did last quarter was test variations of our LinkedIn outreach. Same value prop, but we tried different intro lines. The version that started with a question, it doubled our reply rate.
We also tested landing page layout classic versus minimalist. The minimalist version performed better with our C-suite audience, which makes sense. Busy people don't want clutter.
Right. In the white paper, four great methods for B2B lead generation, they talk about engaging people with great content. But what qualifies as great changes depending on how it's presented.
Which is why the content creation process should include testing. Even the headline of a white paper or the layout of a case study landing page can make or break your conversion rate.
And the good news is, with tools like HubSpot or Apollo, you don't need a full dev team to test these things.
Nope. It's easier than ever to launch a test. The hard part? Committing to a culture of testing. That's what separates good from great.
Yep. That and knowing what to test. You've got to be strategic. You can't just throw darts in the dark.
That's where analytics help. Again, in the white paper, Ultimate Strategies, it says to monitor metrics like customer satisfaction, client retention, and rates of referral. Those KPIs can tell you where friction exists in your funnel.
And once you identify a friction point, test it. Don't assume, don't guess, test.
Let's wrap this up with a mantra. If you're not testing, you're guessing.
And guessing doesn't scale. Testing does.
In the white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, they say at best, continuous improvement based on data keeps your tactics fresh and effective.
And we'll say this too. Testing isn't just about performance. It's about respect. Respecting your audience enough to keep improving.
Respecting your team's time by focusing on what actually works.
And respecting your company's future by making sure your strategies evolve as fast as the market.
That's a wrap on today's episode. Go forth and test something new.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.